Joining us now on the line, we have Greg Barnes. He is a writer and barrister in Australia. He's also a spokesperson for the Australian Lawyers Alliance, which is an advocacy group. Greg, thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated. Good morning and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Thank you very much.
Now, major newspapers ran heavily redacted front pages in protest against recent laws which restrict the freedom of information. Give us the background to this development.
So the background of this development is that since 9/11, Australia has passed a series of anti-terror laws and national security laws, and also effectively increased the powers of security agencies in Australia. And what that's meant is an increasing secrecy on the part of Australian governments, and also the capacity to prosecute journalists and media organisations. This has been going now for, you know, almost 20 years, and the media has decided it's had enough. There were raids on journalists earlier this year and a media organisation, and the media has now said that it's concerned about this authoritarianism that's creeping into Australian political life.
What's the intention behind it? Do you think the Australian government wants to hide things from the public?
I've got no doubt about that. And also, the Australian government has been, we don't have a South African style charter of rights in our constitution, so it means the Australian government can get away with increasing authoritarianism. I wrote a book earlier this year called Rise of the Right, which is about the rise of authoritarianism in Australia, and this is a manifestation of it. And there's no doubt that the Australian government thinks that it can get away with this, and it can do so by cajoling journalists and media organisations. Ironically, I should say, some of the media organisations that are now complaining about far too much power in the hands of government have been the same media organisations which have supported anti-terror laws.
So is this becoming now a battle between government and the media, and is the public then being expected to choose sides?
Well, I think that's right, and certainly there's no doubt this is going to be a very extensive campaign. But what Australia needs to do, and what Australians need to do, is we need to embrace a charter of rights like you have in the South African Constitution or exists in Canada, United States and the UK. And that is sorely needed in this country because human rights are far too easily trampled upon by government.
Now, global attention turned to media freedoms in Australia this year when a court order prevented media from reporting that the former Vatican treasurer, Cardinal George Pell, had been found guilty on child sex abuse charges. We are now seeing reports that prosecutors are seeking fines and jail sentences for 36 Australian journalists and publishers for their coverage of the trial. Is this an example of exactly what you are protesting against?
That is one example, but I think better examples are those that relate to the jailing of, or the prospect of jailing of journalists if they report on misconduct by security agencies, when it comes to asylum seekers and the mistreatment of asylum seekers in Australia. There have been threats made to journalists in relation to that and to those who work in asylum seeker centres. And so it's a general issue in Australia, really about how the government is concerned to close down scrutiny. And it's much easier to do that in Australia because you don't have a constitutionally entrenched charter of rights.
Mm-hmm. So what's the plan of action by activists and those who are standing in protest?
Well, I think the plan of action is to get the government to understand that there needs to be media freedom and freedom of speech, and it needs to support those fundamental rights, not just in its rhetoric, but in reality. There needs to be a much greater balance between personal freedoms and the interests of government and the security state. And we need to achieve that by legislation and by changing the culture and mindset of government. I mean, the reality is, since 9/11 in Australia, we've had over 70 pieces of anti-terror legislation and security legislation, very few checks and balances on the security state, the rise of authoritarianism, and particularly under this current government. And there needs to be a real fight back and resistance against it.
All right, Greg, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it this morning.
Thank you very much.